You lily livered, you mother, you son of a, you lily, you people that do this and are too scared to call here, you lily livered, yellow dogging, resume, freaking, you know what I'm talking about? The complainers, the people that complain in the store, you will never call here and tell us that you would do this because you're too scared. 79 to Buzz, the Judgment Zone. All the cash registers at Target went the entire country gone for a couple hours on Saturday. And it resulted in long lines and waits, and then every store did something different to try to accommodate people. There was this guy. We got an email. Someone said, or Facebook, somebody said that this guy was complaining. He was trying to get the world because the cash registers went down.
When you're inconvenienced, whatever the establishment is, and you complain, that person is on trial. And we've seen it. There are the complainers.
But nobody's going to call and say that's them.
Well, so far nobody has called, but they exist in our world. We've witnessed it. The person who, you know, it's complaining about them being inconvenienced. And you go into the store expecting one thing and you don't. The service didn't live up to your expectations, so therefore you complain about it.
222-BUZZ, 222-2899 is our number.
The person who reached out to us on Facebook said that she was standing in line at the Target, and the dude in front of her was complaining a lot, saying that he had things to do, this is totally through his day off, and he was expecting something. She said that he was looking for something, either discount or a free or something, and he just wouldn't stop complaining.
No one's going to call and say it's justified.
He's on trial this morning, and you have to judge. Is he a jerk to complain out loud, or is he justified because he's standing up for customer service or whatever? 222-2899.
I think jerk. I think, you know, if the cash register at Target isn't taking your cash, can't you go like 0.25 miles to Walmart? Like, you know, the thing is the way you show your a business that they're inconveniencing you is to stop going there and stop giving them your business. You don't get something for free for an inconvenience. Like, right. Refunds are for when a mistake happens.
Right.
It's not a mistake. It's just a glitch.
I say jerk. Everybody says jerk. Nobody's going to say justified. Hi, The Buzz.
Complete jerk. I was there on Saturday. Uh-huh. I was in the big store. And everybody was perfect. They were all nice and happy and everything. So you get one guy who's a jerk. Why? Why bother?
That one grouchy old man.
Yeah, everybody in the Victor store was very nice, at least for the time. I didn't wait the whole time. I put my stuff in a bag and I left.
Uh-huh.
And when I had to get it, they did give me a 10% off coupon.
See, without even complaining.
Absolutely.
See, this is why Sandy's shaking her head. Shopping in real life.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes, these poor employees. They're doing everything they can. It was out of their control, right?
And they had no idea. They had never seen it before.
Yeah.
It was a shock to everybody.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's actually kind of funny. I mean, everybody was having a good time about it.
Well, it's good to know that the majority of people were nice about it. And it's just this one old, angry old man.
Yeah.
That we're putting on trial this morning. I hope he's listening.
Yeah. Well, thanks for call. Thanks for the call. Thank you.
Yeah, love you guys.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Hi, The Buzz.
I have worked retail before,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, a little glitch and people go nuts.
Do they ask for, like, to get rewarded for the unavoidable mistake that happened?
Oh, yeah. I want it for free. I want it 50% off.
I'll take your jerk. Jerk or justified?
Justified. In the age of technology,
mm-hmm.
I think companies should be prepared. There was a day when I used to have to punch a register and calculate the tax on my own and put everything in a paper bag and, you know, put the coupons in all by myself. So why don't they have something ready just in case something goes down that they can just go, okay, we're going to write this all down and then put it in the registers later so that people aren't inconvenienced.
Remember the credit card machines? It was like that, and you slide it back and forth. You put a piece of paper and you slide it back and forth.
Yeah, if they had those at the registers, they would have had no problem.
They take an
but
imprint.
So computerized
okay.
That you can't do anything.
You're giving it a justified.
Justified.
Gotcha. Okay, let's go with this one. Hi, the boss, Jerk of Justified. What do you think?
Oh, well, I worked in retail for a while, and you get those situations where they go down for just a second, and they all have to reboot. And everyone else is patient.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why can't you just be patient? That makes you a jerk.
Love it. Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
He's a jerk. Yeah. We could have been in Venezuela or Argentina. Three countries were shut down in a blackout. Hasn't he ever been in a power outage? He's had a life, you know?
Okay, I guess we do have a verdict. That would be jerk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.